Hello, this is Grant at the Bank of Cardiff.
Grant, it's Ryan with Rapid Advance. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Do need to let you know I'm calling on a reported line. So I got the email that you actually sent over to submissions regarding the status for K&K Connections Incorporated doing business as Lakewood Arco.
Yeah.
So I see the other offer on the table from OnDeck. Now, is this something that's already been approved, or is this something that's kind of still pending? It looks like it's approved, right?
Yeah, it's approved. I'm not sure if it's approved for their online checkout, but that approval does stand.
Okay. All right. And you're getting paid $250,000, 1.28, 10 points.
Yeah, but they're limiting the term because they're gas station. So maybe that is. And I talked to the rep. I'm like, look, if you're going to have an underwriting call, like, figure out his appetite. I found out that the merchant was looking for something more like a credit line, so we'll just have to see how they respond to the product in the first place. But, yeah, because OnDeck's limiting that 9-month term, and I figured maybe there's still a chance Rapid could offer something and maybe extend the turnout and win.
Okay. And they don't have any
financials?
They don't have any. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that.
No problem.
All right, so let me see what I can do. As far as the financials, generally speaking, and the way to kind of, you know, set up how our process works is that what I would have to do in a situation like this is, since the client is actually looking for over $150,000, I have to send the file up for an executive committee review. They review it, and then they let me know, hey, this is what we feel like, you know, feel comfortable going forward, you know, pricing the deal at. And then from there, I would submit the deal in the underwriting for final approval. And ordinarily, they do like to see those additional financials, but kind of given the situation, let me ask you this. So the only one that I see that we have on file now is a tax return, right?
Yeah, and you know, I kind of wanted to maybe talk to somebody at Rapid about that, just because that's how our process generally is. When we get with the merchant and are collecting documents for them, we're rarely asking for those financials on the front end, but on average, our deal's size is about 100K. So, you know, at least for Rapid, it seems as though, like, you guys would obviously prefer those more on the front end. But yeah, it's just not a part of our process right now where we're collecting them right away. You know, it's basically just an application, bank statements, to tax return. Those are the three things we're looking for from our customers in the front end. So.
No, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, generally speaking, anything that's actually over 75K, we would request, you know, tax return, profit and loss, and balance sheet. But I will see, you know, what I can do as far as, you know, kind of submitting it. You know, if he doesn't have access to the balance sheet and the P&L, I will see about, you know, submitting it, you know, with a tax return. I was just reviewing the file again. The return is from 2015, correct?
Let me check here.
Give me
I have it in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, 2015. Looks like we got the first two pages. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They're a gas station, though. They own several Arcos and AMPMs. Would that have some restrictions considering the industry at Rapid?
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, too, because typically speaking with gas stations and convenience stores, how that works is that we would take out, or how the deal is priced, is that we wouldn't consider the money that they make from gasoline sales as part of, you know, gross monthly revenue. That's the reason why, you know, we kind of ask, you know, for a P&L and a balance sheet, because it can kind of separate between what the revenue is. And I would say, you know, with this file, based off of, you know, how I, you know, understand how they operate, it's probably one of the first things that they would ask me is, well, you know, hey, we see that they had the tax return. You know, is there some type of, you know, balance sheet or P&L available? If not, you know, I can go ahead and, you know, see what I can do now. Like I said, kind of given the situation that he's already has the approval with OnDeck, and we're working up against a bit of a clock.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to be transparent with Rapid, because when we first started this partnership, you guys were just talking about how you like to compete with OnDeck. So, you know, whenever I get an approval with OnDeck, I've been advised to send it over to you guys. I hope you guys are finding that information helpful.
It is, and I appreciate it as well. Let me let me see what I can do. And you're saying that he, from what I'm understanding too, is that he wants on the maximum end, you know, what is he looking for on the maximum end?
He, I have notes in my system regarding what the use of funds are and the amount requested. I know the amount requested is about $225K. But like I said, he was asked talking about credit lines when he was talking to our representative. It looks as though he wants a line of credit, roughly $225K for minor improvements and operational costs. That's what I have from the rep for now.
Okay, minor improvements, operational costs. All right. Let me work on this now. I'm gonna actually have a conversation, with my sales director, a couple of different people, to see, you know, what's the best way that I can kind of proceed and move forward from this point. Given that we have the last 6 months of the statements and the business banking or the tax returns. Now, does the client have any outstanding balances at the moment?
Yeah, as part of the submission, it wasn't said whether or not they have balance out currently.
Okay.
I'm looking at their bank statements also right now, and not seeing anything reoccurring, really.
Okay.
Yeah. ACH debit. Doesn't really specify, though. SoCal Edison, so that's just electric.
Right.
Payroll, lottery, lotto invoices, what? Oh, wait, they probably sell lottery tickets.
Yeah, they probably sell. Convenience store.
Okay, yeah, I was like, dude, what is this guy doing?
Yeah,
a lot of, looks like they're buying lotto, something from RMR, ACH debit, but it fluctuates.
Right.
I see that a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was running into too. So I don't see another a competitor balance out. So that's good too. So you know, they may, you know, when I submit the request up, they may, you know, just to kind of let you know, they may ask, you know, for P&L, P&L and balance sheet specifically, given the fact that it's a convenience store and we separate between the gas sales. I'm actually going to work on it now. I'm going to speak with my sales director shortly to see, you know, what exactly that we can do for the client. And then from there, like I said, to kind of, you know, foreshadow the process, I'd have to send it up, you know, to have my, basically the C-suite executives take a look at it. Then once they take a look, they make their recommendation. And then from there, I can submit the file into underwriting for final approval. Ordinarily, this process, it takes, you know, I would imagine I can get in and now, you know, I would hear something back, you know, by tomorrow morning. I'm gonna try to see if I can get, you know, something back by the end of the day, and then contact you as well. I'm actually 3 hours ahead of you. I'm in Bethesda. You're in 619. You're in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My my uncle lives out in Oceanside.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. You know, Marine Corps guy.
Yep.
So I'm going to work on this now, and then I will get back to you. Let me go ahead and take a look at this right now, actually.
All right, cool. Just let me know. You can email me, too, and thanks for giving me a call.
I will know. I will let you know. Thank you. Pleasure speaking with you, Grant.
Yep, you too. Bye for now.
Thank you. Goodbye.